United Group, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 23 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How was 4th for you? Good?
Enjoy. Good. Good. We didn't come here, but where we live in the country, we sat at the end of our lane and we could see all the Red Oak fireworks. It was beautiful.
All right.
Awesome.
Good deal. Let's talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting that was this morning.
Okay.
All the supervisors present at that meeting?
We're all present, yeah.
All the routine preliminary items approved?
Yep. All those were approved.
Public comment?
The only one was Newt Alquist, and he just was speaking regarding the resolution to create a part-time budget finance human resource.
In favor of or opposition to?
Opposition.
Okay. The supervisors' weekly committee and assignment updates?
Nobody had any last week. I know it was kind of a... When you have a holiday like that, then people reschedule so everybody can be gone.
All right. Secondary roads update.
Secondary roads update. Okay. They hauled rock in the Wales and Morton Mills area, spotted rock in the Stanton area, and have been working on shoulders on the highways and finished mowing gravel roads, road shoulders into the Coburg area. The Q Avenue Railroad Bridge, the contractor is driving piling for the North Pier, and they plan to weld extensions on the pier piles today. After the piles are extended, they will finish driving them and start work on concrete pile easements. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
L Avenue Railroad Bridge. They finished driving piles in the south abutment. They plan to pour concrete for the south abutment cap this Thursday. After the abutment is finished, they will move to driving piling for the North Pier. We were selected to be part of the 2026 Competitive Highway Bridge Program funding application. Remember we had that one where it was our bridges and we had the Villisca Bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so Bridge SC3307 on H54, which is 270th west of M63, was chosen. The bridge will be replaced with a double barrel box culvert, and they're going to partner with Dallas County. So we will be putting out a survey. They're going to be putting a survey out in the coming weeks on the website for anyone to fill out. We need people to fill it out to support this grant application.
Okay.
So we will advertise. I'm going to talk about it on the radio. It'll be on the website. It'll be in the newspaper. So it's going to, but we just need people to fill it out so we can get this grant application approved.
Okay.
So that's all I had from them.
What's the time frame on the grant application?
They didn't say yet.
Okay.
They didn't say. I'll know probably more next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the auditor software conversion update. Tell me about that.
So they just talked about they've gone live on most things. There's still some things that they had to move out to the end of July. Things that, you know, it's just with the conversion, it just all didn't go smoothly on one day. So it's just kind of a process over through. So hopefully by the end of July, we'll have things, you know, all gone live. So
okay. Let's move to new business. Approved sheriff's report of fees June 30, $3,688.36.
Approved unanimously.
Claims payable for Wednesday, July 8th, and action is necessary. How much were claims and approved?
$265,987.52.
Okay.
That was approved unanimously.
All right. Then under old business, discuss resolution 2026-28 to create a part-time budget, finance, human resource clerk for 1 year contingency.
Right.
Discussion and
action. And last week, and you know, we didn't have full support. So after last week's meeting, I kind of went and did some discernment and I contacted my vice chair, who is Brian Amos. And I said, here's an idea. I said, how about if we just do a temporary clerk for 1 year, just a position for 1 year, temporary, part-time, 30 hours. Because it's not, everybody keeps saying it's for the auditor. It's not just for the auditor. The treasurer needs help. We need help up there. And so this way, this position would report directly to the supervisors.
Okay.
We would hire. We would just decide on what the pay would be. We don't know, depending on people's experience, what kind of qualifications they have. And so it's not to exceed 1 year from the start date of employment. And then it says in the resolution, the board shall review the position after 6 months, but I said this morning, I think it would be wise is that after 3 months, I think in any position, you start a new position after 3 months, you need to sit down with and see, assess and see, is it working? What's getting done? Basically in the resolution, it tells what the primary duties would do. We're going to have to write an actual job description. But anyway, so that was brought to the board this morning. And again, it would just be temporary, 1 year, part-time, 30 hours a week.
Okay. I thought last week when we talked, we were going to wait a little while, a couple
well,
months or
we
something.
Well, okay. we were.
So do you have a salary or pay range?
Not yet, no.
You have no range 15 to, I mean, no.
Not yet, nope. We got to, okay. No, we need to do that. We just needed to see if this would get approved.
And this position will report directly to the Board of Supervisors.
Directly to the Board of Supervisors.
And
the candidates will be interviewed by the Board of Supervisors.
And it will be a part-time position?
Part-time position.
How many hours per
30
week?
30 hours a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So, it was approved. 3 yeses and 2 noes.
The noes were?
Mark Peterson and Alex Burton.
Okay. So it passed, so that'll get underway.
It's gonna, yeah. So now they'll do the send out the ad.
How do you determine at the end of 1 year if it's successful and you want to keep that position? What's the determination?
Well, because we need to upfront see what this position's going to need to do. What's going to need help? Where do we need help? Where do we need help in the budget and financing? Where do we need financing? And say in the treasurer's office and in the auditor's office. Where is the stress level,
yeah.
And what isn't getting done? What do you need done? What do we need to do here? We need to do that, and that needs to get in the job description, and we need to look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who determines where that goes? Like, meaning, is it going to be more auditor this week or more treasurer this week, or how would you determine where that's...
Well, I'm hoping, because they're both elected officials, that once we get this going, that as two elected officials, that they would be able to work together and make that decision to sit down. And if not, then the board needs to intervene and say, okay, we'll listen to both of you and we'll make that decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
3-2 with Peterson and Burton voting opposed to.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? How about how long was that discussion?
It was about 15 minutes,
okay.
I'd say. Yeah,
right.
It wasn't too bad.
All right. Agenda items for the next meeting or what?
Well, for that 2026, it's the federal aid agreement for that 2026 competitive highway bridge program.
Okay.
That has to be approved by the board before they can actually do the survey, the board has to approve it. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else from the meeting we need to touch on?
That's all right now.
All right.
Okay.
Charlotte Schmid, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having me.
Charlotte Schmid with me this morning.
All new drinks are now at McDonald's. Like the strawberry watermelon refresher, the mango pineapple refresher.